Words to Live By. More words of wisdom from the Lord, our God and Savior. Introduction. For all those who have dedicated themselves to me by means of the truth, those who have recognized my words and also do them, those who came to me empty that I might fill them up, that they might be truly dedicated to me, even as I have dedicated myself to them also, that we may become one, set apart in my glory, for my glory, to the joy of their Father in heaven, says the Lord, Yahushua. Behold, my words shall never pass away, for as I am, so also is my word, for it proceeds from me, being manifest by he who is true, also being called the Word, living, always feeding his flock the word, which is written for their nourishment, which is to be received through that part of himself, which is also in me, says the Lord God. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Come, love awaits you.
Come, all those who know not my ways, I will show you. Come, all those who have been abandoned, I will comfort you and give you shelter. Come, all those who are crippled, let us run and leap for joy together. Come, all those faithless, I shall fill your cup and watch how it overflows. Come, all murderers, watch me raise you and all who sleep from the grave. Come, all you who blaspheme, I will give you a new voice. Bring with you all those who are blind and deaf, for they too shall see and hear. Indeed, come all those who have sinned against me. Take my hand. I will lead you to the waters, where I shall wash you, and where your new clothes hang upon the tree, which grows next to the stream. Come one, come all. Ask, and it shall be given you. For all things are possible with God, and made manifest through the Son,
says the Lord, Yahushua. Crowning Glory. The love of God is his crowning glory, and that love is revealed in the glory of the Son, by which his beloved are also crowned. The Spirit of Truth brings conviction. This question was asked of the Lord regarding Luke 15:11-32. Lord, have I become hard like the older son? Have I put my hand to tasks and forgotten to build up compassion for those who have gone astray? Is this story meant to convict me, Lord? The Lord answered, If your heart is convicted, then has it not also given answer to your prayer already, revealing the Spirit which dwells within you, of what sort it is? For only the Spirit of truth will bring forth conviction unto righteousness, bearing much fruit in the beloved, says the Lord. The first stitch. The first stitch to mend any rent are the words, I'm sorry, says the Lord. Yahuwah is one, and his word, one. The Old Testament is the Father revealing himself while pointing to the Son. The New Testament is the Son revealing himself while pointing to the Father, also fulfilling the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament in himself. The letters are the Father and the Son revealing themselves as one, even as the Word of God is one, with the letters being the culmination of the whole. Not separate, but one. Therefore, to reject any part of the Lord's word is to reject the whole. The three books are one, one ongoing testament to God's glory. Removing the veil. Thus says the Lord, Those who receive of me begin to see with eyes wide open, with the deafness of their ears healing quickly. Yet those who have not received, rely upon the spirit of men to discern, and stumble greatly, rejecting my words spoken to this generation, while at the same time polluting my word from aforetime, firmly securing the veil which remains atop their heads, covering their faces in an attempt to hide their shame. Therefore, I have spoken it, and shall say it again before this perverse and most wicked generation, though they can in no wise bear to hear it. I am come. The time is here. And behold, I, the Lord your God, will do nothing until I have revealed my plans to my servants, the prophets. And this I have done. Serving others in love. Beloved, by serving others in love, putting their needs before your own, by sacrificing yourself, your desires, your wants, your will, your body, even your very life, will you learn what it truly means to wash each other's feet, says the Lord. Prayers of the Sincere in Heart. Prayer request. Please pray that pride won't become an issue for me, because I just want to walk with Yahushua only. The Lord answered, and your request is wisdom, for those of a sincere heart, whose prayer is to flee from pride, have received of their request already, in the asking, whereby they have also begun to build up a hedge about themselves, because of their intent, says the Lord. Touching the heart of God. The heart of heart have no knowledge. Even all revelation is hidden from their eyes. Yet one who shares in my cup, weeping heavily upon my chest, has touched the heart of God. For sincere tears open the door to my fullness. Yet a hard heart is a locked door, says the Lord. Matters of the heart. The wailing of the penitent brings forth healing, yet the words of the wicked cause only pain. Love flows outward from the hearts of the righteous, yet the love of the wicked grows cold, as hate enters in. What is pure? Giving thanks to God in my name is pure worship, yet the wicked man demands honor for himself. The heart of a child is pure, yet the heart of the mature is corrupt, says the Lord Yahushua. The Spirit of Unity. The Spirit of Unity is in me, walking in my footsteps, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, remembering that all you do to others, whether good or bad, you have done also to me. Have I not spoken to this already in the gospel of my servant John? For I said to love one another, and to wash each other's feet, and that you can do nothing apart from me. Therefore be one in me, even as I long to be one with you, even as the Father and I are one, that our love may be made perfect in one, you in me, I in you, to the joy of the Father, says the Lord Yahushua. A wise guide. One who endeavors to teach my flock, using the word of my own mouth, must grow very wise in the hearing, and must be wide awake in the spirit, discerning, says the Lord. The True Jew. This question was asked, what is the definition of a true Jew? The Lord answered, the definition of a true Jew is this, Yahushua. Therefore all those in whom I dwell are Jews indeed, for they are true, even as I am true. Let none, therefore, bring even one railing accusation against my olive tree, says the Lord. Finishing the race. It is the man who endures through the pain and perseveres through every obstacle who finishes the race. Yet the man who surrenders all to the Lord will fly with eagle's wings. Dual paths. Let those who do wickedly walk in the way they have chosen, until their foot becomes ensnared, and let those who are mine seek righteousness apart from the wicked, until they are lifted up high upon healing wings, says the Lord. Leading others in righteousness. Can any man lead while wielding a whip? Yet the Lord is above all. Grace to the humble. Behold, the Lord raises his voice within the hearts of the elect, yet his silence bears witness against those who refuse to hear. Pride is a veil held fast over the heads of the arrogant. It shall cover them in the day of darkness. Yet the way of the elect is a crown of glory, and grace covers them.